called you all day, but I had so many troubles I just couldn't get my head above the water. How'd you come along with your statement?
Well, Russell asked the question, and I gave it, and the group that was there expressed agreement with Russell, who said that his concern was that we were being excessively restrictive and were imposing undue penalties on our pilots and achieving less than optimum destruction as a result. So I think it went very well. The question now is what to do next. And we've been pressured again today. The New York Times has sent a telegram down, and they claim they've been after me since Sunday, and I won't answer the phone. And they, you know, there's just a tremendous amount of pressure building up. So the question is, how, if at all, do we put this out? And I thought tomorrow I would suggest to Russell that he ask us to declassify this because of the interest in the public press, and that the committee would then put it out. I haven't talked to him about it. The hearing lasted till rather late today, and he was busy afterwards, and I didn't discuss it with him then. Now, the state did have some concern earlier today about it. I haven't talked to Dean either, but I will do so tomorrow morning before I go up to the hearing.
Now, what is the New York Times wiring?
Oh, Hanson Baldwin was in today and talked to Cy this afternoon at great length. And the Times internally is split on the Salisbury articles, and they have some impression that we have some photographs that would support Salisbury, and they're just bound determined to get those photographs out of us.
You tell them to go screw themselves, as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah, this is just,
and just say, we don't think we owe the New York Times a goddamn thing. Okay? We're not going to help you destroy this country knowingly.
Yeah, this is what I've done. And we learned a little bit about the way this thing developed in the Times. It happened on either Christmas Day or Christmas Eve. And can't think of the managing. Catledge was out of town, and Daniels was out of town, and two or three others of the seniors were out of town when the Salisbury articles came in, and one of the juniors received them and called Daniels on the telephone and read a portion of them to him, and he made a few changes and then authorized their publication. And Oakes, who was also out of town, got very upset at this and came in and said he was going to write an editorial denouncing the Times. Now, Oakes is no lover of ours. He's been torpedoing us from first to last. But he was going to write an editorial denouncing the Times for publishing such loose reporting. And Daniels, who had taken the responsibility for publishing them, finally persuaded Oakes not to do this. Daniels then called Sheehan and asked Sheehan to get in touch with me. And I was in Aspen. Sheehan called me there and insisted that Sheehan come out and see me. This was either Christmas Day or the day after. I hadn't seen the articles, of course, so I said to Sheehan, well, I no damn sense in your coming out to Aspen, and I don't have anything out here to use as a foundation for discussing with you. I'll come back to Washington and meet you there if necessary, but I'd first like you to get in touch with the Public Affairs Office of the Pentagon. So I then called Phil Goulding, and I also called others here and got them working on it. And it's just developed from there to the point where the Times is internally so split that one group's trying to prove the other group's wrong and catch us in the middle. And this is why I've been withholding all information from them. But I suspect at the moment the best thing to do is to talk to Russell and just have him ask us to declassify the testimony of today. Ultimately, it would all be declassified anyhow, and it's simply a question of when it comes out. And I thought we might try to do it for Saturday papers. The Saturday papers are the worst read and the least read of the week. If we put it out too late for Friday night TV and too late for Friday afternoons and in time for Saturday mornings, we'd get the least possible publicity on it. We're going to get a hell of a blast, Mr. President, when it comes out. And I did the best I could with what I had today. We really did trim down those casualty figures to the absolute maximum.
Did Russell give you any hell about the what the communists were killing?
Oh, yes. Well, I emphasized...
He made me a big speech over the phone, what he was going to say to run the Fulbrights in the hole.
Well, he didn't say it really quite enough. I of course, in the statement had the figures on the number of South Vietnamese that have been killed and U.S. forces that have been killed and civilians that have been killed. Thurman intervened and said he thought all those figures should be made public. I said they all have been made public, Senator. It's just that neither you nor the American public has had it impressed upon their memory that this is the case. And that's why I'm repeating them now and putting this in context. Well, he wanted them specially released, so we're doing that. But Russell did take the tack, which I think is the appropriate one for him, that these are excessive restrictions, and they impose undue penalties on our pilots and lead to possible loss of American lives in the effort to save North Vietnamese lives and lives of those who are actually engaged in moving equipment to kill our men, which I think is a strong position for him.
Now, what did they wire you from the time?
Well, I haven't. Hanson Baldwin told Cy today that the telegram was in. Now, it hasn't come in as of about 7:30 tonight, which is the last check I had on it. And I told my secretary to follow it carefully tomorrow. The Times told Baldwin to come down and talk to Cy and say that they'd been after me since Sunday morning, and I refused to talk to them. There's some substance to it. They called me four times on Sunday. I was in the office all day, and they finally called at 11 o'clock Sunday night, and I had Marg answer. I told him to go to hell, in effect. I just wasn't going to talk to them. And since then, I've been so busy, I haven't talked to them. But between them and Moss, they're just badgering us to death. And I think the best thing to do would be to get out as favorable as...
Oh, you're just starting a new hearing when that comes out.
Well, I'm afraid so.
You're just starting a MacArthur hearing.
That's
almost.
Right.
You just...
I agree.
You just can't dodge it. And I think what you've got to do is get on the record that you told the truth and you told it to the people that you're supposed to report it
right,
to, but
right.
that you're not in the business of turning over to Ho Chi Minh all the information you got and everything. And I just tell them, I don't want this to go to Ho Chi Minh. I just can't do it. And when I don't know whether Ho Chi Minh reads the Times or not, but if he doesn't, he ought to.
Well, one of the things I did...
He needs any inspiration.
I took the photographs and had our intelligence people try to find something in them that would warrant our withholding them, and frankly, couldn't find anything. I had Buzz Wheeler go over them personally, and we just haven't been able to find them. But I'm still withholding them, and I'm going to continue to withhold them. The only question, I think, at the moment is, should we allow...
You've got a damn poor bunch of generals, then, if they can't find it. I'd hate like hell for them to have to run for office on my ticket.
Well, anyhow, I'm withholding them, but I'm withholding on the grounds of security. But I must say that if we ever get hauled before a committee, you know, it'll be pretty rough to point out what it is in the photograph.
I'd like to have somebody find that.
Well, I'm going to hell. I'm going to
target or something.
Do it myself. Well, we've got it, you know. And one of the charges I make is that it discloses the resolution of our cameras and the tactics of our aircraft, and thereby endangers our pilots. The anti-aircraft gunners can aim more accurately if they know exactly what we're doing, what axis we come in on, and so on. But it's a pretty weak argument if you really get it technically. Qualified men, you get a McGovern or somebody like that on the other hand, we're in trouble. But I haven't reached that point yet, so I don't have to worry about it. I'm not going to release him. And the only question at the moment is, what more do I say? Should we have Russell asked to release this?
I would say no now, and we'll talk
about
it tomorrow.
Okay. Well, there's no need to. If we're going to do it...